The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Well, Dr. Batar is here, but Robert Scabell, I don't know where I am, but I'm glad that you're here, Dr. Batar.
Well, Robert, I think you always know where you are. You just may not know the exact orientation which side you're facing, but you're always in.
Yeah, I don't know which direction I'm facing at this point. In fact, you know, I always do the show standing up. Today, I'm sitting down. Forget it. You know, I'm just sitting. It's gonna have to be the case. I'll stand up during the breaks, and I'm sitting back down. Good evening, everybody. Dr. Rashid Batar is with us, author of the international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, which, by the way, of course, every time I present, it's one of the key books that I want everybody to get. So I was telling you off the air, Dr. Batar, I went to a place called Post Haste Pharmacy. This guy, Dr. Robert Fishman, Bob Fishman, man, he has been around. Do you know his professor at Columbia University teaching quantum physics was Dr. Robert Oppenheimer?
No kidding.
Yeah, I mean, that's how far this... And he had Einstein as a guest lecturer when he was there.
So how old is this guy?
He's in his 80s. And
wow.
He's doing really well, considering, and he's very, very holistically inclined. He pulls no punches when it comes to talking about the dangers of modern medicine. He became, you know, a pharmacist primarily, but he's a brilliant guy. And I think you would like him a lot, but I'm going to definitely get him on one day. Because it's just so impressive when a guy like that saw it well before just about anybody.
Well, that is really cool to have one degree of separation from Oppenheimer and from Einstein, huh?
Yeah, no, I was, and like I said, we spent a couple hours unexpectedly this morning. That's part of the reason I'm exhausted, because I had to race back to the studio today. I didn't know if I was going to make it, because I even forgot my bag there. I was just like one of those days where I was just out of sorts, even though I was good with information. But after that, here I am, and I'm relying on you to get us through this hour.
All right. Don, this is what I've been waiting for 4 years.
Finally, the guy, RSB's going to shut up now. Go ahead.
Did you hear Don's, like, hesitant, nervous laughter?
Yes, he's very nervous. It's like, yeah, but I got to work with this guy when you're gone, Dr. Batar.
Oh, that's
right?
A good one, I think.
let me check with the host. Is that okay? Can I laugh at that? No, he makes fun of me all the time, Dr. Batar.
I know he does. Well, I wouldn't even know where to start. You know, I'm always in, I always like answering your comments or your questions or discussing things that you bring up, but I really wouldn't know how to actually initiate anything.
No, that's okay. I'm teasing a little bit. We do have a few stories, thanks to Super Don, and this one is rather interesting. I think you'll like it. It's a healthfinder.gov story, and it says, not everyone with Alzheimer's-linked protein develops dementia, and this is according to a new study. So here's another case, and you can comment on this, please, where they say, we found it. It's an amyloid plaque protein something, and this is it. This is the cause. And then they go back and do the study and say, but the other half of the people have this too, and they don't have any of this. So like cholesterol.
This is pathognomonic of modern medicine. So, you know, we see this all the time. PSA is a perfect example. PSA, prostate-specific antigen. As it goes up, it's specific to the prostate, and it indicates either benign prostatic hypertrophy or prostate cancer. However, the problem is that women with breast cancer, by the way, just for those that are anatomically challenged out there, women don't have prostates. And you like my attempt at humor there?
I was impressed. Super Don, did you catch that? He said anatomically challenged.
Almost had to bleep him there. I was a little worried.
You got Super Don nervous, and I think he thought you were talking about him, Dr. Batar.
The problem is, my sense of humor, though, most people don't even get it. So anyway, women don't have a prostate, and so women wouldn't be expected to have prostate-specific specific antigen. Yet in breast cancer, you see PSA's lot rising in women with breast cancer. So how can PSA be accurate when it goes up in individuals that don't even have a prostate? So how specific is a prostate-specific antigen? Obviously, it's not very specific at all. And this is just another case. You know, we talk about lipids, for example. You brought up cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
So you have cardiac disease that's always been associated with hyperlipidemia, high levels of cholesterol and triglycerides. Yet the studies over the last 10 years have shown that half the people that have heart disease have completely normal lipid levels, and half the people that have very high lipid levels have completely clean arteries and no cardiac disease or peripheral vascular disease or anything such as that, no atherosclerosis whatsoever. So these links that they create between a finding and pathogenesis have always almost inherently been flawed. And this is just another example. Now, we know what Alzheimer's, what causes Alzheimer's. And, Robert, you know that in my clinic we've had a number of cases of Alzheimer's independently diagnosed by third parties. We've never made the diagnosis. And a side effect of our treatment has been to see a reversal of these people. In both two cases I'm thinking of, both cases, the individuals did not have power of attorney over their own bank accounts, but were not able to drive. And one within 6 months, one within 7 months, were able to regain their power of attorney. One had adult onset dementia as a diagnosis. The other one had Alzheimer's as a diagnosis. And both of them were reversed. And guess how we reversed their Alzheimer's?
Let's see. You took an extract of Superdon and juice. No, of course. You removed mercury.
Bingo. Same thing that we do with the children with autism. And it's, you know, proven that mercury causes denudation of the neurofibrils. And that is irrefutable. Even those that are idiotic enough to try to refute it, there is video documentation from the University of Calgary that is over 15 years, possibly up to 20 years old now, showing what happens to the neurons and to the dendritic sheaths and such when exposed to mercury. And if anybody wants to see that, just Google mercury video University of Calgary, or go to one of the websites, one of our websites, Facts on Toxicity. You'll see it very clearly, the video documentation that shows the denudation of the neurofibrils caused by mercury. And mercury is one of the only metals, in fact, the only metal that causes that level of neurotoxicity. So Alzheimer's, of course, it's not going to be linked to the Alzheimer's protein assay that they've decided that it was associated with, and now they're finding it's not associated with that particular protein. Well, because it has nothing to do with the protein, it's the mercury.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, that's nowhere to be found in this study. You know, it's humorous a little bit, but sad too, that these so-called medical authorities are coming out and doing their mea culpas with the science, going, well, we thought it was this, but it turns out it's not this. But we still don't know what it is, but keep sending us money.
But Robert, here's the thing. They do know what it is. The mm-hmm. ones in power, they clearly know what it is. Here's how you know that they know what it is. Because if you publish a study to do with Alzheimer's, to do with adult onset dementia, to do with autism, to do with pervasive developmental delay, to do with anything with one of those type of neurological diagnosis, and the word mercury in there, they will not publish it in the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is something that Dr. Bernhoff and myself, we did a paper, we submitted it to JAMA. It was a very specific paper for a call for papers dealing with pediatric conditions that were incurable, and they wanted to have papers submitted for possibilities of, you know, what could be causing these childhood diseases. And it wasn't specific to any disease. We submitted a paper called Oxidative Stress in the Pediatric Population Linked to Autism, and I had written mercury everywhere, and Dr. Bernhoff toned it down, and I think we only left mercury maybe in the last few pages of a 14-page study. And it's available on our website if anybody's interested. Mm-hmm. But it was actually published in Townsend Newsletter. But what was interesting, we submitted it, and in less than 8 hours, we got a response on a Sunday night. We got it back on a response before the deadline saying that your paper did not meet publishing criteria after appropriate peer review. That means the appropriate peer review was three different doctors reading the study. On a Sunday night, three doctors read a study and said that they didn't find our study to meet the criteria. The reason was because the scanner scanned it. They saw neurotoxicity, mercury, Alzheimer's, autism. Boom. It was eliminated.
Well, of course, the risk is in acknowledging this disaster that is mercury in medicine, that, you know, the industry and perhaps even these doctors would be held liable or culpable for doing something that they should have known was harmful, even without a scientific study, because hundreds, if not thousands, of years of reference points to mercury toxicity, even in minute dosages. So it's an embarrassing thing. And last hour, I called out some doctors, Dr. Mark Hyman on the Dr. Oz show last week, because they were given their pro-vaccine gaga before they acknowledged the danger of mercury. So it was a real mixed bag on Dr. Oz last week, where they're all singing the praises of vaccines at the same time, then disavowing or acknowledging the danger of mercury. And as I say, is it unreasonable of me to say doctors should know that mercury is toxic, even if there's not a study in their face?
Yeah, I would think that would be very logical, considering that every other individual, even a high school science teacher, will call OSHA and they'll shut down a whole high school. So of course, it would be foolish to think that a doctor wouldn't know that.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing we still have those that are arguing that it's safe in a vaccine. You guys are exaggerating. You're making this up. And, it's a layer or level of incredibility or incredulity. And then one of the issues they had on the Dr. Oz show was, how do we regain the trust of the public? The people aren't trusting doctors. I'm like, you guys are toast. I mean, you've been lying or been admitting your ignorance or stupidity all these years, and now you want us to trust you? I mean, that's a hard thing to sell. I'm certainly not buying it.
If they're talking about mercury is safe and in the same breath talking about why doctors are not trusted, I mean, I think that they just need to open their ears and listen to themselves and understand. I mean, you lie out of one side of your mouth and then you talk about why you're not being trusted. It's because you're lying. That's why. And the problem is that the public is too intelligent now to know to buy into your BS.
Yeah, and they said 65% of the audience there at the Dr. Oz show didn't trust vaccines anymore. I was pleased by that number, although I thought it should be higher there, but still, they were very concerned about it, and I'm concerned that it's not 95 to 99% at this point.
Yeah, but it's coming. People are becoming aware.
Yeah, it is. We've got some more stories to talk about with Dr. Rashid Batar this evening here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 7 to 9 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. And, of course, Sundays 1 to 3 in the afternoon. You can always hear this particular hour at medicalrewind.com. Easy access to Dr. Batar that way, medicalrewind.com. Of course, our syndicator, GCNlive.com, as well as MattFarmersRadio.com, Stitcher, and Epic Times and iTunes. And UK Health Radio. But right now you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Robert. Who is this? It's Dr. Rashid Batar. I need a nap. I'm coming back after this. We'll talk statin drugs and thyroid cancer in women.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 15th, 2014, gold opened at $1,235.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,280.39, $640.20 for a half ounce, or $320.10 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,280.39, $640.20, and $320.10.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, doing some advanced medicine as we do every Monday with Dr. Rasha Bitar. And we're going to dive into another topic here. By the way, you can call live if you're listening live, 866-939-2355. Leave a message if we're not on the air, or you can go to the website, robertscottbell.com, and ask a question. We do have a question of the day coming up in a little bit. But Dr. Bitar, did you see this story about statin drugs now being linked to thyroid cancer in women?
Yeah, I would actually ask if anybody's aware of a study that was done during the inception of the lipid medications, the statin drug movement. And that study was a study that showed that the use of statins decreased an essential substance, something that we've probably never heard of, called coenzyme Q10. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm trying to be humorous here, so just in case people don't understand my...
That's your cue to laugh.
Was I supposed to play the laugh track right there?
No, that you're supposed
there
to,
you, go.
You have to laugh.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's not going to work. I'll just try to stay serious. But basically, the use of statin drugs decreases ubiquinone or coenzyme Q10, which is essential for the respiratory portion of the cell called the mitochondria for it to work correctly. And the use of statin drugs, when they were doing the research, they actually found that the supplement individuals with coenzyme Q10. But when the studies were published, the pharmaceutical companies that were making these statin drugs conveniently left out the fact that people should be taking coenzyme Q10, because their argument was it was too expensive for them to suggest to the general public to use coenzyme Q10, so they left that off. And as a result, there was a very high incidence of side effects that people have experienced. Anybody who's ever been on a statin drug will tell you that they feel muscle weakness, they feel fatigue, and of course there was a very high level of hepatocellular carcinoma, liver cancer. Right. But this is something that's in the literature. It's well known. Of course, nobody reads the literature, but or the people that are promoting the drugs don't read the literature. But that's something that's been around for 20, maybe 30 years. So to see the thyroid now being associated with statin drugs as far as getting cancer, not surprising at all. What is the precursor of all sex hormones?
Mm-hmm. You've got
cholesterol,
it.
Right?
The drug that they used wipes out or at least greatly reduces the ability of the body to produce in adequate quantities those sex or youth hormones, testosterone, estrogen,
exactly.
Progesterone. And, of course, what is the thyroid but part of the endocrine system?
Exactly. A crucial part of the endocrine system, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, is vital for balance. And without that balance, a person will essentially, and no exaggeration, will die. If your body isn't able to make these crucial hormones, the cortisol and such, that are necessary for the body to be able to function correctly during periods of stress and such, or the thyroid, you know, the thyroid regulates metabolism. There's so many other aspects. In fact, a person that becomes hypothyroid and the thyroid levels start going lower and lower, and Rhoda Barnes, when they did all their write-ups about what happens to the body with the thyroid depleting, when they do the body core temperatures and see the temperature slowly, slowly decreasing, that was a very ominous sign. Now think about it for a second. What happens when you die? The body becomes cold. And so it's a slow, steady death that's occurring. In my, that's how I look at it, because metabolism slowly shutting down, the body slowly spiraling. Over the next year, 2 years, you're going to end up having all sorts of chronic problems. And if the thyroid's not working right, the rest of the body won't work right. So there's no surprise that the statin drugs are linked to thyroid cancer. The question is, how many other types of cancers is linked to that they haven't really looked at yet?
Right. Well, anything that, let's say, damages the energy production part of the cell, the mitochondria, and robs it of its ability to function fully, is going to lead to early termination of life. Because without energy production, I mean, we are energetic beings. And that's the thing that modern medicine sometimes forgets, or a lot of the times forgets, when it puts a drug out there that destroys the energy production systems of the body.
But, Robert, it's not even anything to do with the body. I mean, you don't put fuel in the car, it's not going to go forward. You know, it's essentially dead.
Yeah.
So anything, in order for it to move forward or be able to function, needs energy. And if you're shutting down the energy production plants, by definition, you are killing that system. And so to see the thyroid and to see the liver already associated both with the statin drugs, I mean, how many other cancers need to be associated with it? I bet you if they started looking at a direct correlation between the cancers and statin drugs, they would see that it's far more than just these two types of cancers. And think about this, too. If your body's thermoregulatory mechanisms are being affected and the thyroid gets cancer, obviously the whole dynamic within the thyroid is being disrupted if it's got cancer, and the body's regulatory, as far as temperature is concerned, regulatory mechanisms are essential for the body to be able to continue to move and function correctly. So you know it's going to affect everything.
Exactly. Well, we're going to take a break here. Dr. Bitar is here. It's Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you have a question, 866-939-2355. We do have a question of the day, and it relates to the brain and potential tumors. Interesting. Also, can the CDC be trusted to oversee vaccine safety? We're going to discuss that as well. Stick around.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Alive! It's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you on your game is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Yeah, I don't doubt that for a second. Dr. Vitar is also on a mission. And that mission is to bring that power to heal back to you as well. And we've got lots of things happening here on the show all the time. And when Dr. Vitar shows up, and he usually does, He's bringing it. And we've got some questions coming in. We got a call we're going to get to in a little while. But this is an interesting story, and it goes right to your wheelhouse of dealing with the whole vaccine issue. People are starting to question the trustworthiness of the CDC for overseeing vaccine safety. I mean, they have an annual budget of over $4 billion to purchase the vaccines from drug companies and to distribute them, perhaps sell them. I don't know how they're doing it, but somebody's asking the question finally, hey, might there be a conflict of interest here?
How could there not be a conflict of interest here? I mean, it's blatant. Wouldn't you say that if you had the Fox responsible for the hen house, and we know that the Fox eats a couple of hens every night, how can the Fox be responsible for the hen house? Who would be foolish enough to put the Fox in charge of the hen house?
Yeah, I think it's a delusional, let's say, place to be if you have trust in this organization. You know, part of the bureaucratic oligarchy, they like to claim that they're above it all because they're medical professionals, they're scientists, and, you know, other than, as we've acknowledged here, the toxicologists, which we do appreciate their work, although they don't let them out much. The reality is their, let's say, assessment of safety is, by the CDC of these vaccines that they're in charge of promoting actively. It's an insane thing to do. And, of course, the detriment has been to our children. And it's been a disaster of disasters. And yet there are still people arguing that the CDC is the appropriate place to oversee vaccine safety.
Well, Robert, let's not forget that the CDC, the precursor organization to the CDC that led to the advent of the CDC, is the same organization that not only allowed but actually condoned and furthered the human experimentation on the Tuskegee men back in, what was it, the 30s, the 2030s, the black men that were treated inappropriately. Actually, they were allowed to be suffering from syphilis to see what the secondary and tertiary syphilis would do to them. And so, you know, this is the same organization that, I mean, it doesn't have very, what's the right word of saying it? Their history and the track record is somewhat lacking.
Yeah. Well, the reluctance of the American people to look at real history and learn from it, to recognize that the pharmaceutical and vaccine industry is literally demon spawn from IG Farben of Nazi Germany. That's not me just making up something so that it sounds worse than it is so you'll pay attention. I mean, that literally is the lineage and the things that they have done to black men, to children, and now, of course, with the CDC cover-up of the this was the link of the MMR to autism in little black boys who were given the shot on time or early. And it seems to be something that cannot be defended, but yet there are people that are just bending over every which way but loose to say, no, it's not really a big issue. Pay no attention. Move along. Nothing to see here.
Yeah, it's just absurd that it's continued this long. And, you know, you see the whistleblower now, the doctor Thompson?
Yes, William Thompson.
Right. So there's more and more things happening now. And then, of course, the judge that in Pennsylvania that also you and I kind of mentioned that I think we talked about that story just briefly like 2 weeks ago, but it was something that you hadn't had enough time to kind of go through the story yet. But there's some things that have happened recently. In fact, in the article you just sent me, there was some discussion about that as well. There's a lot of things happening, is the point, legally and from internally within the CDC to show the lack of integrity and the breach of ethics that you would expect an organization like that to have and to, you know, maintain their conduct by.
Right. Now, we were on the air, Dr. Pattar, I don't know when we started, but I was interviewing you long before we started our Advanced Medicine Mondays, of course. We've been friends for a long time. During the heyday of Dr. Julie Gerberding, she was head of the CDC, and, you know, we called her Chicken Little Gerberding because, you know, the sky was always falling, the next flu was coming, get your vaccines. There was never a vaccine she didn't like and want every kid to have. And she left Merck after she ended her tenure at CDC, and now she's making $2 million a year salary. And she was in charge of vaccine safety?
Right. Well, the point is, though, wait a second. Let's make sure we clarify this. There's nothing wrong with making $2 million a year if you're earning that. I have no problem with that. Mm-hmm. But she's making $2 million a year working for Merck, which, okay, you know, in what capacity? Is she doing research? No, she's heading up the vaccine safety component.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like adding insult to injury. And then once the horse is down, shooting in the head.
Yeah, and this, of course, now with the acknowledgement that Dr. William Thompson sent a letter to Gerberding herself to say, hey, there's a problem here, so that she cannot claim ignorance of this. She headed the organization at the time. So I think the people are so filled with fluoride and toxins and heavy metals that they're not up in arms, other than the thinking moms, the parents who have children who have been vaccine injured at this point. And they're, of course, up in arms trying to figure out how do we make this right. And, of course, there's no way you can make some of these kids right. They've been so severely damaged, and it's been so many years. But they're also counting on that nobody will work together, or very few will work together, to overturn this agenda, much less the implementation of it that continues.
Yeah, you'd almost have to find some zealous prosecutor who's really running for election or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and show him that there's a case that he could make by going after somebody at the CDC, or going after CDC or something. Because short of that, it's almost like apathy has set in, and a lot of people think, well, somebody's going to do something about it.
Right.
But you and I know that adage. I don't remember who actually was quoted to say this, but the only thing in order for evil to persist is for good men to stand by and do nothing.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's pretty much commonplace. But again, there's more awareness. We're just now waiting for things to start happening, and I think they're happening.
Yeah, the activity is ratcheting up. Of course, they're very concerned about it. We do have a call coming in, and I'm going to go to the phones right now. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Bob's calling in from Connecticut. Bob, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You're on with Dr. Bittar.
Hi, Robert and Dr. Bittar. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, boy, I tell you, we've had good things and bad things going on. You know, as you know, Robert, I've spoken to you many times about my wife, Linda, and the trials and tribulations that she's been going through trying to get well. And she was making some progress, and then to add insult to injury, she came down with a full-blown case of the shingles this weekend.
Well, it wasn't. I mean, hasn't she been on so many immunosuppressive drugs over the years? I mean, I don't mean to be callous about this, but, I mean, it's not surprising. Considering what she's been through.
Yeah, well, they never ended up doing the chemo like they wanted to, because, we've been instituting some major dietary changes. We've been following the Walls protocol for autoimmune diseases, which has been helping. I've been giving her systemic enzymes to help with the aberrant proteins in her blood, and that seems to be helping. Her blood was so thick that they would try to draw blood, and it would literally trickle into the vials and would be clotting before the vials would fill.
Wow. Yeah, Bob, you're doing extraordinary things, considering how your wife has suffered and how modern medicine treats her. You know, it's extraordinary what you're doing. Do you have a question for Dr. Bittar specifically? Because I know that his time is limited here, so go ahead.
Yes, I do. We are working with a functional medicine doctor up here in Connecticut, and her kidney function has been improving enough where she's actually considering being able to do some chelation therapy. And we talked to her a little bit about it today, and we've had a couple of some tests done through Genova Diagnostics. One was, I believe, polymorphins. We also did the ion profile. We're still waiting for the results to come in on that. But she was showing some arsenic, and she said, she's got that, and guarantee she's got other heavy metals as well. But one of the things that I'm concerned about, and I have a feeling it's a lot of the problems with her kidney function, Linda used glue on nails for about 30 years, and the adhesive in there is loaded with benzene. And benzene is specifically toxic to the kidneys. So my question is, she uses EDTA for a chelating agent. And I know I've heard Dr. Bittar talk about, I think it's a DMPS. And I'm wondering, is there a specific chelating agent that will actually help get those the persistent organic pollutants out of the kidneys?
Okay, Dr. Bittar, go ahead. Bob, we're going to run out of time if we keep going here. Go ahead, Dr. Bittar.
Well, first of all, persistent organic pollutants are chemicals, and they don't get chelated out. Chelators only work on metals, and so the question is not a valid question because you're talking about the first toxicity, which is metals. In my seven toxicity philosophy, right. First toxicity is metals, second one is persistent organic pollutants. So it's like comparing, you know, pumpkins to basketballs. They're totally different, and a chelating agent does not work in chemicals. So,
right,
not,
exactly.
DMPS, EDTA, you know, D-penicillamine, British analuicide, none of the chelators will work on any persistent organic pollutant. That's one reason you need to, you know, do other therapies that are necessary. And we use homeopathics. We use ozone autohemotherapy. We use infrared sauna. There's many things that we do to deal with the persistent organic pollutants. But the answer, again, chelators don't work on persistent organic pollutants.
What was he referencing about an adhesive with benzene or something along those lines in the kidneys? Did you pick up any of that?
Yeah, but benzene, he was talking about, you know, toxic to the kidneys. Well, benzene is toxic to anything. Benzene is actually carcinogenic, so it's going to affect everything. But benzene is a type of persistent organic pollutant. But again, chelator is not going to have any effect on that.
Right. And the DMSA or DMPS or EDTA, again, we're up on a break almost, but directed action towards the proper chelator.
Yeah, the EDTS is dimethylsulfonic acid, DMS is dimercaptosuccinic acid, DMPS is dimercaptopropanosulfonate. These are all different chelators. Actually, DMSA is not a chelator. It has actually been shown not to be a chelator and is considered to be a neurotoxin in certain parts of the world. So you shouldn't use that, but DMPS and EDTA are chelators. But again,
okay.
It's irrelevant to the issue of benzene, the persistent organic pollutant.
All right, stand by. We'll be back with another question from a listener after the break related to, I believe, a brain cancer issue. So serious stuff here on Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food that's on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Alright, wrapping it up, but rocking the health world nonetheless. So we do it each week here, every Monday. Thanks, Bob, for that call as well. And Dr. Bitar, the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. I encourage you to read all of those. So many of the questions you have are in the book. Please read it. Also, go to Facts on Toxicity. We have that linked up. There's a hyperlink. You just go to the robertscottbell.com show notes, and you can click on the link. And if you want to go to drbitar.com, the link is there. Just click on his nose, right? Boom, it'll go there. Dr. Bitar. Question here from Jody. She says her 8-year-old daughter was just diagnosed with neurofibromatosis and has 2 inoperable tumors on the brain. And she's been researching holistic remedies, and her research, she says, has brought her to you. And she's hoping to connect or at least get some kind of overview from you.
Well, neurofibroma is a type of considered to be a benign tumor. It's not like a neurofibromas are different in the sense that they're not growing and secreting what they call the matrix metalloproteinases that allow metastasis to occur, which is basically the spreading of cancer and such. But the problem with the neurofibroma is that it does cause mass effect in a place such as the brain, which is confined by the cranium, as something is growing in there, even though it's benign, there is an expansion and causes, in a limited area, causes that expansion causes what we call mass effect. So it causes pressure, essentially. Mm-hmm. There's only so much space within the cranium, and so if you've got something inside that's growing, albeit slow, and not metastasizing, not spreading to the tissue, but just growing, it's going to cause that mass effect. And I really have never had anybody come to us with a neurofibroma. And the good thing with the neurofibroma is that it's not, you know, people can live with the neurofibroma for many, many years.
But this isn't as obvious as, like, when we talked about Alzheimer's dementia-mercury relationship. Not that we'd say that mercury wouldn't have anything to do with it, because it can have anything to do with anything or everything. But it's not as directly connected that we know of.
That's correct. And, you know, I can venture out a postulate that I have with neurofibroma and some of these other things, but it's, again, related to toxicity, but it's basically the body's response to the toxicity, where it's almost like a scarring, if you will. And so it's like scar tissue developing, and that's just based on my philosophy, I guess, looking at how it works as opposed to a cancer, which has uncontrolled cellular proliferation and suppression of apoptosis. Benign tumors don't have those types of characteristics. They're not obligate glucose metabolizers, et cetera, et cetera. So I would think that there's still a very significant role that toxicity is playing here, and I would certainly do everything I could to reduce that burden first and foremost, and then see what happens. And I would venture that there would be some level of improvement without a doubt. Whether it resolves the issue or not, I could not say that, but I would certainly start there.
Sure. Eight-year-old, I mean, you've got the generation, the millennials, those are born after 2000 now, that have been hammered because of the previous generations of toxicological exposures over the 20th century in particular. And they're really receiving the brunt of it. And these strange maladies in younger and younger ages is a result, I believe, again, going back before, well back before they were born. She was asking about CBD, cannabidiol. I've seen a lot of studies showing neuroprotective and neuroregenerative. I don't know if it's directly related to something like a neurofibroma, but I don't know that there's a downside either in this case, because there's not a lot that doctors do know about it, it seems.
Yeah, I wouldn't be aware of anything specific with cannabidiol or anything like that, Robert. I'll tell you the truth. It's a non-specific type of a response that the body has. And as I said, I think that the reduction of the toxic burden on the system will certainly help. Whether or not, you know, the extent of it is enough to resolve the entire issue, that's hard to say. But,
sure,
you know, it would be very interesting to see what this 8-year-old's history is from a vaccination perspective, and how much amalgam the mom had before, you know, she gave birth. So it would be interesting just to see that part of it.
All right. Well, Jody, thanks for asking the question. And you can go to the Facts on Toxicity. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Dr. Bitar, we're about out of time. In fact, we are out of time. I'm still awake. Thanks to you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Keeping me up late at night. What is that? Of course, drive time on the Pacific Coast. Tell your friends. Remember, we're on 7 to 9 in the evenings, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 in the afternoon. And looking forward to getting together with Dr. Bitar. We don't have it on the calendar yet, but I'm sure it'll be happening soon. So in the meantime, what do we got to remind the folks, Dr. Bitar?
That the power to heal is yours.
Thank you, my friend. Back tomorrow.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.